In footsteps true, we strive each day. In footsteps true, we strive each day to walk in the path of Imam Ahmad Raza's way. Ahmad Raza.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Anbiya'i wal Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The best of creation, the most beautiful creation, the jewel of creation, Subhanallah, Sirajam Munira, blessed lamp, the blessed light, the Noor of Allah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, as mentioned many times in this blessed ahadith and mubarakah, regarding the salawat, durood, that if such and such individual recites such and such durood upon me, he will get such and such reward, subhanallah. One particular hadith narration mentions that the one who recites one durood upon me, he will get 10 good deeds, so 10 of his ranks will be raised, and 10 of his sins will be forgiven. Subhanallah. The Urdu shair, they say, Har dard ki dawa salli ala Muhammad. Every single illness, every single calamity, its cure is salli ala Muhammad. Sending peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Welcome to another episode of the Blessed Footsteps of Ala Hazrat. Today, inshallah, azawajallah, we will touch upon some of the miracles and knowledge of Ala Hazrat. That, you know, Ala Hazrat wrote thousands of fatwas. Knowledge of Ala Hazrat, you can't understand, truly. And fatwas of Ala Hazrat, they were gathered under a beautiful book. This book is known as Al-Ataya Nabawiya Fil Fatawa Razaviya, meaning Fatawa Razaviya. And this book is in 30 volumes. Fatawa Razaviya is 30 volumes, meaning it's not just one book. Yeah? And that's it. Volumes means part one, part two, part three, part four. It's all one book. And how many of these books are there? There are 30 of these books. These are called volumes. So one massive book has 30 books in there. They're all under the same title. Fatawa Razaviya part 1, part 2, part 3. There's 30 of them. And what's the detail regarding these books? There's the knowledge of Ala Hazrat. Listen very carefully. Today people say, who's Ala Hazrat? People say, who is he? It's amazing how people speak very easily. Hazrat, do work like him. Do work like Ala Hazrat. Bring a work like just this one work. Remember, Ala Hazrat, this is just one book. Ala Hazrat has wrote more than 1,000 books, subhanallah. I am only talking about one book. You bring one book like this, bring one voluminous work like this. If anyone wants to know how great of a mufti Ala Hazrat is or was, he should read his fatawas. Inshallah, azawajallah, you will not fall short in being convinced that Ala Hazrat is a master. He's a huge faqih. He's a massive mufti. And you will also, mashallah, Amir al-Sun says, that my master, Ala Hazrat, our master, Ala Hazrat, rahmatullahi alayhi, has mentioned such points in his fatawas that leave, you know, one's aql, hairan, one's intellect, astonished. How did Ala Hazrat come out with this? Subhanallah. Ala Hazrat, you know, he wrote more than 1,000 books. This was just one, mashallah, book regarding Ala Hazrat. Look, Hazrat, he's written over 1,000 books. This is just one book. People today are quick to jump on the bandwagon and say, who was Ala Hazrat? Ma'adallah. They say bad things regarding Ala Hazrat. Allahu Akbar. Today, people regarding Ala Hazrat, they say very bad things. Maybe somebody who's listening, don't. Look at the fatawa of Ala Hazrat. Do you know anybody who's wrote books like this? 1,000 books. A master in multiple sciences. Today we have people who are masters of one science. Somebody might be a master in biology, might be a master in chemistry, astronomy, mathematics, algebra, anthropology. Somebody might be a master in becoming a lawyer or a doctor, and different branches of lawyers and different branches of doctors, a brain surgeon. It takes many years. Ask any one of these people, I don't think you'd be wrong to say it takes years to become a master in this field. Ala Hazrat was a master in more than 50 different sciences. Being a master in one thing is a big thing. But being a master in multiple sciences, Allahu Akbar. Ala Hazrat Imam Ahl Sunnat, Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, he was definitely a friend of Allah. He was definitely a wali of Allah. But we must be careful in how we talk about the friends of Allah. This is one very important thing. You know, sometimes people are quick to say, like, you know, they have doubts regarding the friends of Allah, the karamat. They say, how can he be a wali? How can he take a few steps and reach Medina? If Shaitan can come to me in the studio right now, and to you in America, to you across the street, to you in New Zealand, to you in Australia, to your family in Pakistan, to your family in India, to your family in Africa, and to you at the same time. This is Shaitan we're talking about. Allah has granted him this will because of the test that we're going through. If Allah allows Shaitan to come to all of us at the same time, what about the beloved of Allah? What about the friend of Allah? Can't he come to me and you at the same time? Can't he aid me and you at the same time? This is a waswasa, remember, satanic whisper. People who say that Ala Hazrat wasn't a friend of Allah, Ala Hazrat didn't have these miracles, Amir Ali Sunnat, who's the wali of this time, don't have certain miracles. This is a waswasa. Remember, Shaitan wants you to think like this. He wants you to think there's nothing special, but at the same time, we all believe that Shaitan can come to all of us together at the same time. Whether you're in America or in the UK, Shaitan can also come to you then. Why? Because this is a test from Allah. And that is our enemy. What about the friends of Allah? Allahu Akbar. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. It's mentioned, alhamdulillah, regarding Ala Hazrat and carrying on with the topic regarding his blessed knowledge. And this is something beautiful, dear viewers of the channel. Listen very carefully. This is a big lesson for me and you. Ala Hazrat was once traveling on a ship. He was on a journey. And the ship was moving really fast. People were talking about different things as people do, whether you're in the masjid, whether you're on a boat, on a ship, on a cruise. People start talking about random things. And Ala Hazrat said, while these people were on the ship with him, why don't you people make these mountains witness for you by proclaiming the kalima? Meaning, in other words, Ala Hazrat said to the people who were talking about random stuff on the boat that he was traveling on, why don't you people make these mountains that you see witness for you on the day of judgment that you are Muslim? You should read the kalma, make them hear. Then Ala Hazrat explained that it was the practice of a person that whenever he used to leave the masjid, he used to make 7 stones outside the masjid witness that he was a Muslim. I.e., this person who used to leave the masjid, Ala Hazrat's mentioning, he used to have 7 stones, and 7 of these rocks or stones, he used to recite the kalima, i.e. La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah, or Ashhadu an la ilaha illallahu wahdahu la sharika lahu wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluh. He says, this man makes 7 stones become witness that he is a Muslim. So he used to read the kalima in front of them. And after his death, the angels were taking this man towards the fire of hell. Allahu Akbar. These 7 stones, they became mountains, 7 mountains. And they blocked the 7 gates of the fire of hell. And these mountains spoke that we testify the recitation of the kalima. Meaning we testify that this person is a Muslim. Oh Allah, we are blocking the doors and the gates of Jahannam. Please send him to Jannah. Allahu Akbar. Allah Hazrat mentioned to these people while he's mentioning this narration, so you should read the kalima. And then it's also mentioned, a blessed hadith states that, you know, one mountain asks another mountain every day in the evening, did anyone pass by you who remembered Allah, who did the dhikr of Allah? The second mountain will reply to the first mountain and say, no. The first mountain then will say to the second mountain, you know, the one who questioned, he says, a person passed by me today. And he made the remembrance, the dhikr of Allah, subhanAllah. The second mountain then thinks, today, you know, this first mountain, he has superiority over me. Allahu Akbar. After listening to all of this, everyone began reciting the kalima aloud. Everybody started reading the kalima to make all these mountains a witness for them on the day of judgment. And the sound of the Muslims could be were echoed in the mountains. Subhanallah. This is a great lesson for me and you. In fact, there are many lessons for me and you. Dear viewers of Madi Channel, respected elders, whoever's listening right now, whenever you go out, make this intention that we will make everything a witness for us on the day of judgment that we are Muslims. Alhamdulillah. We are the humble servants of Allah Azza wa Jalla and the slaves of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We are the followers of Ghawth Pak. We are the followers of Ala Hazrat. And we are proud to say today that we are the followers of Amiri Ahlus Sunnah. Attach yourselves with the environment of Da'wat Islami. We get to listen to beautiful things like this. This is the barakat of Da'wat Islami. You get to learn these things. Daily reminders. Madni Channel, in the form of Madni Channel, in the form of kafilas, in the form of mashallah, ijtimas, is a humble request that whenever we travel, we should always recite the first and the second kalima. Always. Make everything a witness for you. Every single good deed that you know of, you should do. Whenever you learn it, you should do. We don't know which good deed, no matter how small, will take you to Jannah. And at the same time, every single sin, major or minor, minor sin even, we should not do it thinking it's minor. In all of it, it shouldn't be a case where because you performed the minor sin, we don't know which minor sin might take you to the fire of hell. So in other words, to summarize, we should try to perform every good deed, no matter how small. Who knows which small deed might take you to Jannah? And every sin, no matter how little, should be avoided. Who knows which sin might take you to the fire of hell? Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Today, people mention hadith without even wudu. Imam Malik mentions, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, somebody came to his house once and he wanted to learn hadith. When Imam Malik, you know, he opened the door slightly, he says, "Why have you come for?" Or the door wasn't open and he spoke to him. He says, "Why have you come? Is it regarding a fiqh masail, a normal general ruling, an arm ruling?" He says, "No. He says, I want to learn some hadith. I want to hear that." He goes, "Okay, do wudu." He closed the door. He performed wudu himself and he made sure he put clean clothes on. And then he put blessed scent all around the place. He called this individual in and then he started to teach hadith. This is why we say, be careful how you speak of Ala Hazrat. Ala Hazrat literally is following the blessed imams, the scholars. We're lying down in the masjid listening to the speeches. Even now we might be lying down and listening to the sayings of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We should always sit. At least the minimum is we should sit up. We can't stand, we should sit, fold our arms, look down, sit in the attahiyat position or cross our legs according to the sunnah. We should listen attentively. We're always on the phone. You know the phone? A very big problem in society. Allahu Akbar. But this is how Ala Hazrat used to be. This is what Ala Hazrat, how he used to teach his blessed knowledge and how he used to sacrifice. Allahu Akbar. Inshallah, in the next episode, we will dive deeper into the blessed, mashallah, life of Ala Hazrat, where we're going to inshallah talk about a few narrations regarding Ala Hazrat, where inshallah, Zawajallah, you know, in his blessed life, his blessed seerah, what was his jadwal? What were the names of all his sons and nephews? Mashallah, how many books and different subjects and his level of expertise in the science related of time? Mashallah, Zawajallah, and his passion for reading Salah. With Jamaat. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
In footsteps true, we strive each day. In footsteps true, we strive each day. To walk in the path of Imam Ahmad Raza's way. Ahmad Raza's